Today is Monday, November 18th. We're talking about a new call for President Trump himself to testify and the intense protests at a university, plus unsinkable metal, Apple's new App Store policy, and what's happening to Hulu prices. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Get ready, we have a busy week ahead. 8 new high-ranking officials are set to publicly testify this week in the impeachment inquiry starting tomorrow. No one is scheduled to testify today, but tomorrow we'll hear from 2 State Department officials and on Wednesday, a major witness, Ambassador Gordon Sondland. He's the one who had direct contact with President Trump. And speaking of witnesses, Democrats are inviting President Trump himself to testify. Remember, the president has called the impeachment inquiry unfair. So the AP reports House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said he can, quote, come right before the committee and talk. No word yet on if President Trump is up for it. In the meantime, here's a quick update on the testimony from Friday. It was with former ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. She felt she was the victim of an alleged smear campaign before she lost her job. And while she was testifying, President Trump was tweeting about her. He said everywhere she went turned bad and that Ukraine's president didn't like her. Well, lawmakers read Yovanovitch those tweets in real time, and she called them, quote, very intimidating. Critics say President Trump was trying to intimidate a witness, which is against the law. But Trump supporters say he was just expressing his opinion, and that's allowed. It's worth noting that while all of these public testimonies are going on, some people are still talking behind closed doors. And the transcript from one of them was released over the weekend. A State Department official and advisor to Vice President Mike Pence, Jennifer Williams, called it unusual and inappropriate for Trump to freeze military aid to Ukraine. Remember, a big question in all of this is whether Trump put millions of dollars on hold in order to pressure Ukraine to investigate Trump's political rivals at home, potentially interfering in a U.S. election. But Trump pushed back on Twitter, saying he doesn't know Williams, and he pointed to a statement from the Ukrainian foreign minister who said there was never a clear connection between the security assistance and the investigations. Expect more to come this week. The verdict is in, and President Trump's confidant and GOP consultant Roger Stone is guilty and might go to prison. Fox News reports he was convicted on all 7 counts of obstruction, witness tampering, and making false statements to Congress. His charges stemmed from special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. The New York Times reports Stone was convicted for trying to get emails that Russia had stolen from Democratic computers, ones that made Trump's rival at the time, Hillary Clinton, look bad. Stone was then keeping the Trump campaign updated on his efforts, and he lied to investigators about it. President Trump is coming to Stone's defense, tweeting that there's a, quote, double standard, and he accused Hillary Clinton, former FBI Director James Comey, and others of lying as well. Either way, Stone is facing up to 50 years in prison. He'll be sentenced in February. A close race in Louisiana, but the state's Democratic governor will serve another term. John Bel Edwards won re-election this weekend, barely beating his Republican opponent. This makes him the only Democratic governor in the Deep South. And it's the second time in a week a Trump-backed candidate has lost a major race. ABC News reports some people see these races as a hint about how voters are feeling before the 2020 election. In Louisiana, though, it seems both candidates are staying pretty positive, saying their love for the state is always more important than the partisan difference. Well, unfortunately, there's another shooting in California to tell you about. The details are still developing as of early this morning, but CBS News reports it happened in Fresno, California, at a football viewing party in a backyard. 10 people were shot. At least 4 have died. For now, no word on the suspects or the motive, but more details will likely come out today. An intense standoff between police and protesters in Hong Kong, at a university campus this time. NBC News reports universities have become the new battleground for ongoing protests there. And most recently, demonstrators barricaded themselves inside one university for days, until Sunday night when police moved in. Then police and protesters started going after each other. The BBC reports some protesters tried to leave but were forced to turn around. Police are using things like tear gas, and protesters are using homemade weapons and bows and arrows. The protests in Hong Kong started over the summer as worries grew about mainland China having too much control over Hong Kong. All right, it's time to lighten things up today, and we'll start with a metal that's being called unsinkable. Researchers from the University of Rochester say the metal floats even when it's damaged, so it could be used to build unsinkable ships. There's essentially an air bubble in parts of the metal to make sure it always stays afloat. They say the process does take a while, and that could be an issue for producing the metal in large quantities. But eventually, this metal could be used to make life rafts, buoyant clothing, and even floating cities. By the way, the research is backed by the U.S. Army, the National Science Foundation, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. All right, we have more news ahead, but first let's take a quick break for today's sponsor. If you're ready to build healthier habits, but you want more support and accountability to actually do it this time, then check out Noom. Noom believes getting in shape is not just about losing weight, it's also about feeling better and having the stamina to keep up with your busy life. And one thing I noticed is that Noom offers a lot of tools so you can use what's best for you. From a goal specialist that will message directly with you, to one of the biggest and most accurate food databases available so you can track meals. There are also things like personalized courses, since Noom is based in psychology, to help teach us why we do the things we do. And Noom only expects you spend about 10 minutes on the app a day to help you see results. Noom knows we're all human, so it's okay to go off track. There's no shaming involved. Even small steps can lead to big progress. So if you want to try it out, sign up for your trial at noom.com/newsworthy. That's Noom, N-O-O-M, noom.com/newsworthy to sign up for the free trial. Now, back to the news. Apple is getting rid of vaping-related apps in its app store. All 181 of them. CNBC says none of the apps actually sell vaping products. They're mostly used to work with other hardware, like controlling the lighting and heating on vape pens, or just to offer vaping-related games or news. But now Apple is making changes. The move comes after at least 42 people have died, and many more have gotten sick from a vaping-related lung illness. Federal health officials have now put out warnings about vaping. So some experts think Apple's decision will help deter kids from vaping. But critics say Apple is too restrictive and isn't fair about applying its policies. People who have already downloaded vaping-related apps will be able to keep using them. Will former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick get another chance to play in the NFL? His agent isn't so sure. Kaepernick was supposed to get another shot over the weekend with a workout in front of NFL scouts and coaches. Well, CBS Sports says Kaepernick moved the workout from the Atlanta practice field to a local high school. There were apparently last-minute disagreements with the NFL about the liability waiver and what camera crews were allowed in. So 25 teams were supposed to be there, and only 8 showed up after the switch. Remember, Kaepernick hasn't played in the league for 3 years. He faced controversy for kneeling during the national anthem before games, but he says he's ready to play. And speaking of the NFL, a lot of talk now about the Minnesota Vikings' rare comeback in yesterday's game. Even though they were losing to the Denver Broncos 20-0 at halftime, they came back to win with a final score of 27-23. ESPN says that kind of comeback has only happened about a dozen times in NFL history. And finally in sports, Kyle Busch is NASCAR's latest champion. He won the season finale at Homestead Miami Speedway, winning his second NASCAR Cup title. The movie Ford vs. Ferrari zoomed past the competition, taking first place at the weekend box office. The historical sports drama starring Christian Bale and Matt Damon brought in $31 million in North America for its debut weekend, beating industry expectations. Variety says the war drama Midway came in second, and Charlie's Angels came in third. Also of note in entertainment, CBS News says Hulu prices are going up, at least for Hulu's live TV streaming plan. Starting next month, it will go up $10 to cost $55 a month. Hulu's standard streaming plan with ads will still cost $7 a month. Coffee lovers, listen up. Dunkin' Donuts is getting rid of foam cups and banning the so-called double cup, where people would ask for a second foam cup for extra insulation. Well, the AP says Dunkin' is trying to be more environmentally friendly, so it's ditching foam for paper cups. It starts in New England next month, and then all Dunkin' foam cups will be gone worldwide next year. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. And today we're talking about debt, because CNN reports U.S. households have a record $14 trillion in debt. The debt mostly comes from mortgages, credit cards, and student loans. And the new record is $1.3 trillion higher than the last peak in 2008. One possible reason? The Fed cut interest rates, which makes it cheaper for people to borrow money. And here's a positive side. Fewer Americans are filing for bankruptcy. Experts say the U.S. economy is much larger than it was in previous decades, so it can likely handle more debt. Either way, paying off debt can be done. Business Insider points to a survey that found nearly half of Americans who got themselves out of debt did it by simply following a payment plan. Experts also suggest things like asking your bank for a lower interest rate and paying off the most expensive debt first, which will save money on interest. All right, thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories we talked about in your podcast app or on thenewsworthy.com/shownotes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.